explain things. You hold off that argument until they're gone. Are you sitting that child away before you figure you're about ready to go home? You send that child to any friend, and you go to your friend's house, your better friend's house, then y'all can, then your mom and daddy can have a little talk. But don't kill each other, don't fight each other. Talk. Talk as loud as you want then. And you're not, we wouldn't be messing with that child's life. Send that child to cousin or relative or one of your friends now. See, you can go to your friend or better house. Then y'all can talk it over in the house without getting that child head confused which side to take. That's when you do things the way you do things. Send the child away. Then y'all can talk and argue that problem out. When that child come back, shut your mouth. Don't have nothing to say about it. Because that child will feed on it if you do. That's the way you take care of business. Don't let that child see you fight or argue. Send them away to their friends or their neighbor or whatever. Then you do what you got to do. When that child come back, shut your mouth on it. Think you got something else to say? Get a child go to the store or somewhere or wherever. As long as you don't be around you when you going off on each other. A sheep. Don't put them between two vines, two opinions. You mess their life up. So far, out of all the life my mama and daddy lived, I never heard my daddy curse my mother out. I ain't never heard them argue together. No fighting, no drinking, no smoking. No argue. I never heard my father. All like my dad lived my mother 60 some years. I never saw him hit her, fuss at her, hit him, or curse at him. Not in our presence, never did he hear none of my brothers or sisters. We ain't never heard our dad curse our mother out. Our mother cursed our dad out of fighting each other. I either get drunk or get loaded or get high. Each one of them worked, she worked at, in the house, he worked out in the streets. On the job. No doubt. My dad said, before you fight each other, leave. Walk away. Walk down the street. You don't have to fight them. Got something to say? Say what you say, walk away, but don't fight. Don't make a big show out of everything right in front of the children. The children imitate that. You raised up children now. They gonna imitate that, but they see you do, they gonna copy off that. Dad gonna upside the mama head, well, they gonna grow up, and they got your boy, and that boy grow up, he gonna jump on it. Only girlfriend, or their wife. Child abuse, produce child abuse. Raise up another child, he get married, beat up on his wife. Do the same thing. You got a mama that love to fuss and beat up on dad all the time. That girl, see that? She gonna imitate that. She gonna beat up on every man she get. Abuse every man she get. So Kitty pay attention to all that stuff.
My goodness, this fool is out here.
A child when you're grown. Careful all the language that come out of your mouth. I knew it. My dad used a curse word. Even my mother used a curse word. I put my hand on a stack of Bibles. Only thing I ever seen them do ever live a perfect life. I can't find no fault in them. That's why on the stack of Bibles, I can't find no fault in them. Nothing I seen and nothing I heard out of order. When I come to my house, come home, my house feel like it was in church. Mother used to play a lot of church music. Dad used to do a lot of singing. Mother did a lot of praying. That's kind of home I came to. No smoking, no drinking, no beating and hogging, fussing and cursing. That's kind of home I come from. I can swear on a stack of Bible, that's kind of home I come from. No doubt. So I can only give you something that came from a perfect home. My own life, my dad's life is perfect. So they both feared God. They both feared Jesus. They prayed. And sung songs about Jesus. My dad sung lots of songs about Jesus. Mama did. And they prayed hard. So now we go out in the streets, hang out with our fellows and our buddies. If we come on late at night, we'll find Mom and Dad. We have Mom and Dad in prayer. Lord, protect everybody out there in the street. Lord, Jesus, do this and do this. Come on, let's talk. And I bet you we be trying to creep in the house. And the Lord reveals it. Are they you? Yes, Mama, but Dad, it's me. They don't have no peace and rest until they be praying while we gone out in the streets, doing our little thing. When we open that front door, shut that front door, our back door, we're trying to tip. Holy Ghost telling, there you go. That's when they pull up. We open the door. There you go. They're on now. You can start praying now. They're home safe. Now that's kind of home I come from. See, I can't give what I don't have to give. No doubt. Well, Jesus can do that for my family. He can do it for your family. It's up to you. You have a choice to choose this or choose the wrong way. Well, don't say you leave a heart of water, but you can't even drink it. And so I try to imitate, I try to preach on what I know, what I've seen works. From a family background, my dad never did want to be a child. My mother never wanted to be a child. They were satisfied with what they were. They tried to be parents. When I'm coming up over here, all the kids in the neighborhood would come right. We had this great big old house, this big old yard, big enough for the apartment building. Oh, everybody kids in the neighborhood come around our house. They get some pleasure. We get some guidance. We get some love. My house was a love hookup. Children feel so peaceful at my house. Feel like they feel the spirit of Jesus around my house. There's a lot of children. I sure wish my home was like this. I feel so good coming to your house. I don't want to go play. I like standing up here. Just taking in the spirit and the freedom that was in my house. The next stand up in church, the warmness, you feel the love of Jesus' arm wrapping around you. No doubt, all the world, all the, we come out, all the worries of the world, drop, you leave it outside, drop it all. Well, I can do these things. You can do it for your heart. You can have no respect for a person. He can do the same thing in your house that he done in my house. From my father, my mother. Mother was even in the day was a preacher and a singer. You have no respect for a person. You can share the same Jesus. You can share the same thing in your house. You can get it together yourself. Not only that this preaching that I gave you go in vain, I'm trying to teach you something. You don't have no respect to a person. But the way you go about these things, the way you go about your life, you totally destroy your family, your sons, and you totally destroy your family. Love me, your wife, and your son, and your daughter. You totally corrupt their mind, mess their mind up. And they won't be able to tell good from bad, or bad from good. No doubt. But it's up to you. It's up to you. A lot of the kids said, he's always going to come home with me. I remember that this time, boy. Yeah, they didn't hear when they come in my house. Just come to my house, my friend. And my mother get my dad singing and praying. No anger. All that anger gone. She didn't have no anger in her. All of my dad had anger in him. They loved each other. Purity love, like agape love, they got from Jesus, because Jesus was their mediator. Had that agape love, that love that passed all understanding that y'all don't know nothing about. You can't give what you have, what you don't have. That's why I've been here preaching to you, Holy Ghost Spirit, truth. Give me this gospel to preach to you, that you can have that too. Jesus Christ wants you to have that too. He has to respect a person. You have a choice to receive to have the same thing that my parents had. That great love. God be loved, God from Jesus. You don't make it too hard that you can't have the same thing. You can have the same thing, but you got to change the way you think it. That way you come to help you change. That you ain't be fussing and cursing every word come out your mouth. So every word you get, when you're done, you start cursing and hating. Jesus ain't gonna be in that cursing and hating. Devil in that curse and hating, he growing bigger and bigger and bigger till he rule over you. Jesus on in that little small voice called love. Devil in that loud mouth cursing and hating. We'll get you killed and make you die early. But Jesus in that love, that peace, serenity, love. That mercy, that grace, that agape love, Holy Ghost fire love, don't Jesus. That you can have peace in the midst of all the troubles that goes on in the world. You see all that trouble and stuff going on TV of the world, and it don't bother me. Because my mind is rooted in the Bible, in Jesus' word. So you can have that same mind in Christ Jesus, 27 books of the New Testament. Be in you when you get some comfort and peace. How to do things. The Holy Ghost Spirit, truth has given me, the gospel given to you. Because Jesus loves you. You know you can change. But don't allow my Jesus Christ to try something and just mean on you. Be born again. So y'all, me and I am gonna say good night. All and all good night. Have a Jesus blessed night, blessed day. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth that is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our debts as we also forgive our debtors. But lead us not temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thou art the kingdom and the power and the glory to Jesus. Amen. Lord, simple prayer. We'll bring him to you, and you and him in you. That's what he wants you to do. Praise and worship him. And we are on being this sanctified station up out of here. Click, click, 10-7.
Amen.